And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 31st of October, 2012, All Hallows Eve, Halloween, based on the Celtic holiday when the Celts believed that the world of the living and the world of the dead combined, and the dead were free to walk among us. It was on this day, 1517, Martin Luther posted his 95 Theses on a church door in Wittenberg, Germany. Martin Luther, a monk who disagreed with the church's practice of selling indulgences for the forgiveness of sins, Luther believed that God offered forgiveness freely without having to pay for it. So he wanted to reform the church and posted the theses as points to be argued in a debate, had no intention of creating a new branch of the church, but that is more or less what he did do, set in motion a huge rift within the church which led to the Reformation. It's the birthday of John Keats, London, 1795, who lived a short life marked by the deaths of friends and family members. His father died when he was 9, a year later his grandfather. When he was 15, his mother died of tuberculosis, the disease that eventually killed his brother and later Keats himself. Began his career as an apothecary, a druggist in London, and then began writing poetry. One night he stayed up all night reading a translation of the Iliad and the Odyssey, stopped reading at 6 a.m., and by 10 a.m. he had written his poem on first looking into Chapman's Homer, a breakthrough poem for him. He fell in love with a young woman, Fanny Braun, whom he met shortly after the death of his brother. They were engaged. They wrote frequently to one another, didn't spend that much time together. Keats was already fighting tuberculosis. In one letter he wrote to her, "I have two luxuries to brood over in my walks, your loveliness and the hour of my death." He wrote most of the poems for which he's famous in one 12-month period from September 1818 to September 1819. Ode on a Grecian Urn, Ode to a Nightingale, Ode on Melancholy, La Belle Dame sans Merci, and To Autumn. Here's a poem for today by Nancy Willard entitled Treehouse. Start with a tree, an old willow with its feet in the water, and one low branch to let you in, and a higher branch to let you upstairs, and a lookout branch to show how far you've come, the lake before you, the woods at your back. And now you are close to those who live in these rooms without walls, without doors. One nuthatch typing its way up the bark, two mourning doves calling the sun out of darkness, three blackbirds folding their wings tipped with sunset, 12 crows threading the air and stitching a cape that whirls them away through the empty sky. And don't forget the blue heron stalking the shallows for bluegills, and don't forget the otter backpaddling past you, and the turtles perched on the log like shoes lined up each night in a large family, and don't forget the owl who has watched over you since you were born. Be the housekeeper of trees who have nothing to keep except silence. A poem by Nancy Willard entitled Treehouse from her collection The Sea at Truro, published by Alfred Knopf and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, celebrating 100 years of discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.